It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Truly happy to welcome Graham Nash to the station.
How are you doing, Sky?
It's tremendous to have you. First off, I have to give a real salute to the new album, This Path Tonight. It sometimes amazes me. And we're going to talk about your path. You know, we'll go back and we'll come to this moment. But when an artist like you, and I'm sure no artist go into the beginning of their career thinking, I'm going to make some of the greatest music of all time. I'm sure there's some bravado involved. But then for it to come true, and then you make an album like this that is every bit as meaningful, fresh, and contemporary sounding. I don't know sometimes how artists that have had such a legacy of you, how you continue to be capable to do it. Does it ever get foreboding?
No. The secret is that I have to feel. I have to feel something before I you know, try and make sense of it in music. I have to feel deeply, and that's what goes on with me. And that's a constant thing all my life. Of course, people feel every day of their life. Yeah, it's kind of amazing. I'm very proud of this record. I must tell you, I've been all around the world with my friend Shane Fontaine, who produced the record, of course, brilliantly, if I might add, and Kevin Madigan, our engineer, and Alex Williams, our computer guy. Yeah, Shane put together an incredible band for me. Shane and I wrote 20 songs in a month and recorded those 20 songs in just over a week, 8 days actually.
And that shows that the spirit was certainly, the muse had been discovered when you can get in and really find the songs.
Yeah, thank God that the muse of music comes to visit occasionally.
Today, the performances of these songs remind us how you have a truly gifted voice, both as a writer and as a singer. And Shane is a wonderful compliment to you. It must be wonderful finding another partner, because you've been blessed with having so many great partners in
music.
I
know, because I have a set of ears and a pair of eyes here. I can see and hear what's going on. And with Shane Fontaine, it's very much like I'm performing with a mirror. It's very much... it's like writing with myself. And normally I'm uncomfortable writing with other people, but not with Shane for some reason, because A, he's a brilliant musician and he truly listens to the song and wants to bring the song alive rather than overplay or I'm a great guitar player, listen to this. It's always a form of expression of the song as we're singing it live.
I try my best to be myself, but wonder who's behind this mask. I'll take care of all my problems, comforting my soul's delight. I may not know just where I'm going, but I'm on this path tonight. Where will it lead me? Crumbling rock and stones on fire. this pack tonight. You better believe it, 'cause I'm stumbling to my heart's desire. What will I do with all my feelings? Will my heart behave tonight? This time is not like any other. Will I flee or will I fight? No one knows just how I'm dealing with this heart that's not for hire. It's got me rocking, got me reeling, and I feel like I'm on fire. This path tonight, where will it lead me? Crumbling rock and stones on fire. This path tonight, you better believe it, 'cause I'm stumbling to my heart's desire. On this path tonight, where will it lead me? Crumbling rock and stones on fire. This path tonight, you better believe it, 'cause I'm stumbling to my heart's desire. On this path tonight, this path tonight, on this path tonight, yeah. Where are we going? Where are we going?
You've worked hard in the last few months. You're actually gaining quite acclaim as being a guy that's tireless in your commitment to this album.
Indeed. Well,
where'd you get that work ethic?
Well, the basic truth is that my father was dead at 46.
That's a frightening.
You know, and I lived, you know, every day up until my 46th birthday, wondering whether I was going to drop dead like my father did, you know? And then when you make it the next day, and everything's bonus after that.
Yeah.
So I want to utilize every second I can. And, you know, to quote Lauren Bacall of all people, time should be used, not wasted.
And certainly when you're passionate about the music that you have to bring to the world, it goes beyond marketing. It goes beyond self-promotion. It's truly wanting to share the music and
absolutely
making people aware that it's there to be shared.
Indeed. And you know, I like to communicate. You know, I like to make music as real as possible. And when Shane and I were discussing, you know, exactly what we wanted from this record, we came up to the decision that we wanted it real. We wanted it more intimate, closer, more personal, and particularly more real. And on this record, this path tonight, there's six people in the studio all playing and singing at the same time.
When I listen to the work of the Hollies, you hear the innovative, you know, and the ability for the band to do so many different styles of music, which was part of the spirit of that whole British invasion. Talk to me about how you knew and how you were capable of creating so many different sounds and ideas at that young, tender age.
We were young kids. We were escaping Manchester. You know, we were escaping from that sensibility that you had to do what your father did or your grandfather, and, you know, go down the mine or go into the mill, you know. And I managed to escape that because of a very easy thing that my mother and father always taught me, which was, you know, follow my heart, I'm going to be okay, you know. And they encouraged my passion for music instead of dissuading me from my path. So I'll be forever grateful to my mother and father, you know, for, you know, it's probably the reason why I'm talking to you right now.
One, two, three, four. is slowly fading. And the night comes on so fast. I'm drowning in my dreams. It's so hard to fight the past. Said and done, it's hard to count the cost, and I'm rolling down this lonesome road to lose myself at last. And the day that breaks before me, it may never be surpassed. And the question haunting me, is my future just my past? So I'm screaming at the universe, just enough to make her laugh. And I'm rolling down this lonesome road to lose myself at last. And with everything I've ever done, well, I've tried to be my best, but everyone I've ever known has been some kind of test. And when all is said and done, it's sometimes hard to find what's lost. And I'm rolling down this lonesome road to lose myself at last. My dreams are only memories, but they all went by so fast. I was drifting on an ocean blue, like a ship without a mast. Saved my soul at last. And I'm rolling down this lonesome road to find myself at last. And I'm rolling down this lonesome road, but I found myself at last. Yes, I found myself at last.
As legend has it, one particular evening, here in beautiful Southern California, where suddenly somebody noticed that three voices sounded really nice together.
It was more than that. It was a tremendous musical experience. I'd come from London to be with Joni Mitchell for a few days, and when I got to her house, David and Stephen were there. And after dinner, you know, Crosby said to Stephen, you know, play Willie that song. And they played You Don't Have to Cry, obviously a great song. And I told him that, asked him to do it again. Still a great song. One more time. So the third time that they played it, I sang my harmony, and my life has never been the same.
A moment like that, in retrospect, there's a certain amount of kismet to that, don't you think?
I believe so. I mean, what are those three people doing? I mean, I'm from England, Crosby's from California, Stephen's from Texas, you know, and then later, of course, we got Neil from Canada. It's not supposed to work, but it does. And obviously, you can't claim or copyright the notes that you sing. You just can't sound like me and David and Stephen.
In golden days, you look back with questions,
yes,
but also with a great sense of gratitude and appreciation.
Yes.
And there is so much to consider.
Yeah, there is. And don't forget, the reality is that it's only really bad news that sells. It's only bad news that gets on your TV and on your radio news. I mean, you know, because that's what sells. That's what's, you know, exciting for people, you know. But the millions of great things happen in this country and around the world every single day that we never hear about. These really are golden days. I mean, they are if we want them to be, anyway.
Right.
I know it's crazy out there. I mean, look what's happening. Look what's happening with climate change. Look what's happening with the nuclear power. Look what's happening with terrorism. You know, crazy, strange times, but golden days.
I used to be in a band made up of my friends. We played across the land when music had no end. And so, beginning, we sang with all our hearts and everything we had. Everything we gave came back to everyone. In the olden days, songs with soul and words with so much hope for a brighter day. Oh, I know that people hurt, but they try to find their way through those broken days. Nowadays it seems that we all need to care and follow all our dreams and answer all our prayers. What happened to all you need is love. Time will always pass. There goes another day, so slowly yet so fast that you can lose your way to these golden days. Songs with soul and words with so much hope for a brighter day. Oh, I know that people hurt, but they try to find a better way to these golden days. Olden days, broken days, golden days.
For us, it's a great occasion. For your fans, the album This Path the Night is truly worthy of anyone who's respected the music of Graham Nash in all his solo and other various and many incarnations. This album is definitely a treasure to behold. And if you want, tomorrow night, the Saban Theater, a beautiful hall, and you're going to bring it all to life in a live concert for
absolutely. Just Shane and I are going to be there.
It's what we heard today is just a taste of what they'll hear tomorrow night. And so we encourage all our listeners out there, grab the few remaining tickets that are there at the Saban, because Graham, we salute you. You've maintained that spirit, that great spirit. And you addressed the fact that the spirit that when you were young, that there have been challenging times.
Yes, there have.
You maintain a commitment to both the authenticity of the music and the authenticity of the soul. And
yeah,
I'm grateful to
thank
have you.
You
continuing to produce such wonderful experiences.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Sky.
Everyone out there, we are blessed to have Graham Nash here today live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks again.
You're welcome.